Ari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Ballava Girivara Dhari. Janavallava Girivara Dhari. Dashoda Nandana Vrajadana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vrajadana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Panachari.
Jamuna Tira.
Thank you.
Want a drink?
Jamuna Tira Panachari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivagacharya Sthirarasat Sivayan Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki Iskon Fongda Charya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem Sika Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Daita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktavinda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 19, Text 36. The chapter entitled The Killing of the Demon Hiranyaksha. Okay, so word for word. Tam unto him, sukha easily. Easily. Aradhyam, worship. Rijubi, by the unpretentious. Ananya, no other. Sharanai, who takes shelter. Nribi, by men. Kritagya, grateful soul. Kaha, what. Na, not. Sweta, would render service. Dur Araryam, impossible to be worshipped. Asadubi, by the non-devotees. Tam Sukarariam Rajubir. Ananya Sharanair Nirvi. Kritagya Kona Sevita. Durradyam Asadubi. Tam Sukaradyam Rijubir. Ananya Sharanair Nribi. Kritagya Kona Savita. Durradyam Asadubi. Tam Sukaradyam Rijubir. Ananya Sharanair Nribi. Kritagya Kona Savita. Duraradya Masadubi. Tam Sukaradyam Rijubi. Ananya Sharanar Nibi. Kritagya Kona Svita. Durahadya Masadubi. Tansukaradyam Rajavir. Tam Sukaradyam Rajubir. Ananya Sharanair Nirbhi. Kritagya Kona Sivata. Durarajyam Asadubhi. Tam Sukaradyam Rajubir. Ananya Sharanair Nirbhi. Kritagya Kona Sevata. Tam Sukaradyam Rijubhi. Ananya Sharanair Nirbhi. Kritagya Kona Sevata. Durarajya Masadubi. Kam sukaradyam raju bir. Ananya sharanayan ribi. Kutagya kona svivata. Doraradya masadubi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. What grateful soul is there who would not render his love and service to such a great master as the personality of Godhead? The Lord can be easily pleased by spotless devotees who resort exclusively to him for protection, though the unrighteous man finds it difficult to propitiate him. Purport. Every living entity, especially persons in the human race, must feel grateful for benedictions offered by the grace of the Supreme Lord. Thank you. Anyone, therefore, with a simple heart of gratefulness must be Krishna conscious and offer devotional service to the Lord. Those who are actually thieves and rogues do not recognize or acknowledge the benedictions offered to them by the Supreme Lord, and they cannot render him devotional service. Ungrateful persons are those who do not understand how much benefit they are deriving by the arrangement of the Lord. They enjoy the sunshine and moonshine, and they get water free of charge, yet they do not feel grateful, but simply go on enjoying these gifts of the Lord. Therefore, they must be called thieves and rogues. Om Jnana Tirmanasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Saksham Tamyena Tasmai Shri Gurbe Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadadi Swaparanti. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Daita Garada Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This chapter entitled The Killing of the Demon Hiranyaksha. So this brings us to the point that the Lord usually descends for three fundamental reasons. One is to protect the devotees or the sadhus, to reestablish religious principles, and to vanquish the demons or the demoniac. Parichanaya sadhunam vinashaya sha duskritam samstapanarthaya sambhavami yuga yuga. And yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata bhutanam adharmas tadatmanam srijamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline of religious principles, I avenge myself. And the other verse, to protect the devotees and to vanquish the miscreants, I avenge myself. So these are the fundamental reasons the Lord appear. And here we've seen that's been accomplished in this incarnation of Lord Varaha. In the day of Brahmana, generally there are many incarnations, but there are 10 foremost incarnations. And so far, Matsya and Kurma have passed, and we are on Varaha. Then the next one would be Varaha, Vamana. Vamana would be the next one. Then Parshuram. Nashinga, right. Then Rama, Balaram, Buddha. All these already came, and then coming later on would be Kalki. So within the day of Brahma, these foremost incarnations come to accomplish this task. re-establishing religious principles, vanquish the demons, protect the devotees. See? And this has happened here. But this verse specifically emphasizes on gratitude and Srila Prabhupada's purport in gratitude. Gratitude and ingratitude. And so we'll discuss this a little in details. But maybe before I go on to this, I'd like to touch on two other points. Yesterday I had asked a question. We mentioned that there are living entities all over the universe, and but we are unable to see them. So a good answer is that the soul can take bodies in different dimensions. We have to understand this principle very much. It's important because this is how we can explain. The soul can take bodies in different dimensions. And we know this because the demigods, they come to earth from time to time, but we can't see them with our eyes. It's only when they manifest a physical form, then we can see them. So that means the demigod has a body of a different dimension. That's one clue. And then the other personalities also. So this is a good way to answer is the soul can take bodies of different dimensions. That is why we cannot see the other living entities on the other planets, because they are in different dimensions. Simple answer. The laws of physics only cover material things. It cannot go beyond material vision. So any other thing, the scientists are blind to it. So that is why they cannot see. So that's very important for them. The other point was that Nagaraj Prabhu, in his class last Friday, he gave a geographic description of the pathway of Lord Krishna. And that is also important because at this time we constantly being challenged by science. I mean, I don't know how much you're aware of this, but I'm online all the time, and so I know really. Constantly, and they're always looking for evidence. They want evidence. They want to see things. So it is important to know where the Lord appeared, where he went, where he traveled, all these places. In fact, all of us should have a map of India and draw all the places that Lord Krishna went to, Lord Rama went to, even the other incarnations. You see, because in this day and age, we are heavily being challenged by science and the atheists. You see, and so if we can able to answer them properly, we can able to convince them. See, so that's essential. Coming back to the verse, gratefulness and ungratefulness, gratitude and ingratitude. So there's a little prayer here to Lord Krishna. One devotee had written this. Goes like this. Dear Lord Krishna, thank you for all the blessings you have bestowed upon me. Thank you for the air I breathe, the prasadam I take, and the devotees' association. Please help me to always remember your kindness and be grateful to all the living entities who help me in any way. Let my heart be filled with humility and gratitude so I may always serve you with devotion and love. So that was nice because we always have to reflect. Hear what the verse says. What grateful soul is there who would not render his love and service to such a great master as the personality of Godhead? The Lord can be easily pleased by spotless devotees who resort exclusively to him for protection. though the unrighteous man finds it difficult to propitiate him. And so we'll talk about gratitude. And so the next person that we should be very grateful to is Srila Prabhupada. But there are other personalities that we should be grateful to, but Srila Prabhupada. Because without Srila Prabhupada, we would not have ISKCON. We would not know about Mangal Arati. We would not know about Guru Pooj, about Tulsi Arati, about Prasadam distribution, Prasadam, about Bhagavatam class. In fact, Srila Prabhupada could have foresee everything. That is why he spent so much time in writing all these purport. So nice and clear so that we can sit down and discuss what Srila Prabhupada had written. So we have to be very, very grateful. And tomorrow is his disappearance. And it's very essential for us to understand the importance of being grateful to Srila Prabhupada. This is very, very important. And devotees who try to attend all of Prabhupada's programs are considered the most grateful devotees. It is essential. It's not that if Srila Prabhupada was on the planet, all devotees would have to attend the programs, because that is how Srila Prabhupada was. He was very strict, no nonsense. If you're living in the temple, within the temple compound, you should attend the program, unless really you're sick or have a really good reason. But generally, it's only sickness. So this is very important, because ISKCON would gradually dwindle. And we're seeing this already. I left Guyana like quite a long time, maybe 35, 40 years, maybe 40 years ago. Quite a long time. But during that time, when I was temple president, we had a temple. We had almost like 40, 50 devotees in that temple. Now that temple is no more, but there's a temple close to it. And there's no Mangal Arati. There's no... They start a little something like 7 or 8 o'clock. Very, very minimal service. They probably have 1 or 2 pujari. You even have to pay the devotees to render, to do service. So I cannot understand. And not only that one temple, Guyana has at least about four or five temples. And I heard that almost all of the temples are like that. So we can imagine what is really going on in different parts of the world, you see? And especially Srila Prabhupada disciples now, I mean, there are not too many left. They have to take a strong stand on this to try to get back Prabhupada programs in the temples. It is very essential. Otherwise, things would definitely deteriorate. The younger devotees, it's not like, you know, you want to give Bhagavatam class, so you only show up to give in Bhagavatam class. And then you disappear for the whole month or 2 months. When you have to give class again, you appear again. Or if you have to lead a kirtan, you appear to do that. That's not how it works. We have to try. And I must commend Prana Govinda especially, because he's doing a super wonderful job in getting all these boys to attend the programs, and he is very strict and on top of it. This is essential. And all the devotees that are listening online, 3,000 in the community, we should, many or most, can make it at least once a week. Once a week. Because so this is the way we show gratefulness to Srila Prabhupada. So we should say to Srila Prabhupada, show our grateful. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for giving us ISKCON, for giving us Harinam, book distribution, prasadam distribution, cow protection, farming, association of devotees. And like I said earlier, Mangalarti, Guru Pooja, Tulsi Pooja, Bhagavatam, and so forth. We should thank Srila Prabhupada for these things. And in this way, we can also able to constantly involve in his programs, constantly engage in his preaching activities. This is very fundamental. So we can extend gratitude. We said the Lord, Srila Prabhupada. But our parents also. Our parents, gratitude to our parents is essential. Because why? They brought us up to in this world. They brought us in this world and they've raised us. And so it's essential for us to have gratitude towards them. And of course, as you know, even the children that have devotees' parents, it's even more important. Because in this Kali Yuga, if you know now, it's like the children are acting like they're the parents. In Kali Yuga, the children are acting like they're the parents. A few months ago, I went north, and my cousin was there. No, my nephew. My nephew was there, and his daughter was talking to him like when she is the mother and he's the child. You know, and I had to remind her. I said, no, that's not how it works, you see. And this is going on everywhere, almost everywhere. So we have to bring this awareness back to our children. It is essential to bring back this awareness. Your parents are important. In fact, there is a verse within the Bhagavad Gita, austerity of the body consists of worshiping the Supreme Lord, parents, cows, and brahmana, like that. I don't remember the verse exactly. So, and superiors, right. You know, you remember the verse, Maharaj? Or Prana Govinda? Yeah, so anyhow, so that is important. And then, of course, Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, we get sunshine. So we should also at least be grateful to the demigods. We don't have to really worship them exclusively, like what's been really going on. I mean, maybe it started with showing gratitude towards them, but then it became like serious demigod worshiping later on. And that's not necessary. But at least we should be grateful to them for the sunlight, moonshine, Srila Prabhupada said, for the air, and then, of course, like for the rain and water and the earth and so forth. We should all be grateful for these things. And there's many other things we should be grateful for, the trees, the plants, the animals, everything. It's essential because this... when we have this gratitude spirit, then we can be in harmony with nature and the universe. And of course, we would always remember that the Lord, He is the owner and proprietor of everything. So gratefulness should be almost shown to Him constantly. We can be reminded like that. When you have that attitude, then we can become more humble and more sincere in our effort to preach. So the other point is the ungratefulness. And Bhishma Dev, the Mahajan, he spoke about ungratefulness a little. He said, These are the ungrateful people. Bhishma was speaking to Yudhishthira, and he says, the atheists, the demoniac, or those addicted to sinful life, the envious, the crooked, the dishonest, the untruthful, the rebel, or those who do not follow the rules and regulations established by Prabhupada. Well, he didn't say Prabhupada, right? Those that are without compassion, these can be within the category of the ungrateful. And Yudhishthira asked him if he could explain something about ungratefulness, and then he related a story. Bhishma, he likes to relate stories. So then he started off like this. Once there was a poor Brahmana, but pious. And this Brahmana, he used to cut wood for a living. Generally, it's stated that if you're a Brahmana, then you're supposed to preach and so forth, study scriptures. But in times of hardship, you can deviate from your role as a preacher, and you could take on a different task. So this Brahmana, he was cutting wood. And so he made friends with different personalities. Some Rakshas were in the forest, he made friends with them. Some cannibals were there. And there was even a crane there too that he made friends with. So it's stated that this crane was a little greedy fellow. And the crane wanted to get an easy life. So he decided to ask the Brahmin to give him a mantra. He said, can you give me a mantra where I can get my food and all my necessities and so forth? The Brahmin says, I cannot do it really, but I know some Rakshasas that can do it. And so he sent the crane into the forest. When the crane went there, the Rakshas grabbed the crane and they were going to kill the crane. But what happened, the crane says, no, don't kill me. The Brahmana sent me, your friend, the Brahmana. So, the Rakshas says, okay, so what did he send you for? He said, for me to ask you guys to give me the mantra or give me a mantra where I could get food and wealth and so forth. So the Raksha said, okay, we'll do that. So the Rakshasas gave the crane the mantra to gain food and wealth and so forth. And the crane was already an ungrateful guy. He became proud and puffed up now. He knows this mantra, he could do some stuff. So what he did, he said, maybe this Brahmana probably knows this mantra too. And it's only the Brahmana and me know this mantra. But this is not good, because if this Brahmana knows this mantra, he might give it to other people too. So what I'm going to do, the best thing is to kill this Brahmana. Kill this Brahmana, and I alone would have this mantra now. Yeah, ungrateful. So what the crane did, he killed the Brahmana. He killed the Brahmana, and he was staying quiet. But the Rakshasas, the Rakshasas have some supernatural powers. Like when you read, like Ghatakacha and so forth, they had a lot of supernatural powers. Ghatakacha could move in the air, appear and disappear and so forth. So the Rakshasas knew that the crane killed the Brahmana. And they grabbed the crane. So they were going to kill the crane. But they said, but this guy is so ungrateful, he's not fit for us to eat him. See? But there's some cannibals at the end of the forest. We're gonna give the cannibals this crane. And so they gave the cannibals the crane. But the cannibals reflect for a minute. They say, wait a minute. Why
you guys didn't consume this grain. Why you're giving us, giving the grain to us? Something is wrong here. You know, this is not right. Something doesn't look right here. So the cannibal said, tell me honestly, what's going on here? So the Rakshas said, this is an ungrateful fella. This nice Brahmana gave him, helped him out so much, and then he ended up killing the Brahmana. We cannot eat an ungrateful guy. So the cannibal said, look, we also have rules. We can eat anything, but we cannot eat an ungrateful thing. You know? So we also cannot eat this grain. So then Bhishma concluded. He says, so this is an ungrateful person. He says that when one is ungrateful, then he ends up being shunned by everyone. And so that was what happened to the crane. So that was the story of Bhishma Dev. But we'll go a little further. I will speak about, there's a type of, Bhishma gave, like I explained, the envious, the crooked, and so forth. But we'll go to the atheists for a minute. The atheists are very, very ungrateful. In fact, sometimes when I reply to them, like I'll give you an idea, and it's important for you to know as preachers, some of the big atheists. I should have something here. Let me see. Yeah. Some of the big atheists are Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's an astrophysicist. And he tried to push his atheism online a lot. So he had written something. And let me explain what he had written online. There's a site called Astrophiles. He said here, the power and beauty of physical laws is that they apply everywhere, whether or not you choose to believe in them. In other words, after the laws of physics, everything else is opinion. After the laws of physics. And so I replied to him and the world. I said, the laws of physics only apply to physical things. For the soul, God, karma, reincarnation, the spiritual realm, the subtle realm, the laws of physics are blind. Yet these foolish scientists are happy in their limited frog's well. So I replied to him, and maybe about 40, 50 atheists jump on my throat online, you know, with different things. They like, you know, so much. But I replied to a lot of them, and I humbled them a lot, too. Then there was another one, really. They had promoted Darwin a little. And I said, from Darwin's evolutionary theory sprang the foundation for atheism, or the support for atheism. And that also, there was a lot of atheists jump onto that, really, and they were saying so many things. So the reason I'm bringing up this is because it's very prominent online now, atheism. And the atheists are very vocal. And the top ones are, there's another one called, he's a cosmologist. His name is Brian Cox. And he's head of the Hadron Collider in Europe. You all might have heard about the Hadron Collider. That's a huge machine, 17 miles long. And they're trying to crush protons and trying to simulate the Big Bang, like that. And this guy, Brian Cox, he is heading that. And he's an atheist. And he tries to promote atheism in different forums online. See? So I get ding-dong with him online too. And then there's this guy called Richard Dawkins. Yeah, there's Richard Dawkins. He's an evolutionary biologist. He wrote a book called The God Delusion. Then there's Sam Harris. He's a neuroscientist. He's a big atheist also. Christopher Hitchens. You almost have heard of him. He's a British journalist. He's very vocal online. I don't know if he died. One of them died. Either he or Ricky Gervais. He's a British comedian. Very vocal with atheism. Then Bill Maher. You almost have heard of him. He's a late night show host. Brad Pitt is an atheist, they said. And then, of course, there's these other guys, the billionaire, Mark Zuckerberg. He is the head of Facebook, I think. Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. These are great atheists. So all of them try to push their agenda different ways online. And so it's important for us to know what they're doing and how to counter their atheism objective. The evolutionary theory is the biggest support for atheism. And I counter that. I said there is no evolution but devolution. All creatures are regressing, not progressing. In the past, and I question, I said, well, how do you know? All the fossils of the past creatures are larger in the past. The present creatures, their fossils in the past are larger. If you dig up, you find that the lion was larger, the tiger was larger, the snake was larger, the cow was larger, elephant, everything. All creatures were larger in the past. So I argue, and this is one of the most fundamental points for this century, falsifying evolution. And if we can do that justly, rightly, that would bring a revolution in this atheistic movement, you know? Yeah, because they rely on evolution so much. And if you can falsify that, then you shattered atheism. And of course, they have two other important points. One is abiogenesis and Big Bang. Yeah, so you shatter these three theories, then you break the backbone of atheism. And we have to work on that. Anyhow, so these are some points. To recap, we spoke about gratefulness and ungratefulness. I gave a little story and so forth. And I touched a little bit on Nagaraj's geographical explanation about Krishna's journey in India, so forth. And I also explain a little bit about how to answer the point of living entities everywhere in the universe. The soul can take on bodies of different dimensions. And we know, because the demigods usually, it's in scripture all over the place, the demigods come and they appear to us, and then they disappear. That means they're in a different dimension. All right, so I'll stop here if there's any point or question or correction. Yes, Maharaj.
Thank you for an interesting presentation covering various bases. I think I had a question, if I could remember it, but the one point from my childhood, in public school 179 in Brooklyn, New York, we'd all get together on Wednesdays, and the boys had to wear a tie in those days. And they had showed us a film called Reasons for the Seasons. Reasons for the Seasons. And all they explained, the only thing the film showed was like 23 degree angle and why there's a change of, you know, the tilt of the earth, and that causes change of seasons. And it didn't even begin to hint that there are controllers, that there are managers of this, that there's some intelligence behind it. They just took it for granted, and they expected us to just take it for granted. And most of us did. Well, what did we know? That this is just happened all by itself.
Yes, definitely. That's a very fundamental point. The earth tilt in a sort angle, and it's revolving around the sun, so that we get the four seasons, and then it's rotating on its axis, so we get day and night. If Big Bang truly occurred like that, then how would all of that happen? The earth goes into that sorting position, and then it moves into its revolving and rotating at neck-breaking speed also. So correctly, reason for the seasons, and it is definitely design. It cannot be by chance, as these scientists are trying to establish. Yeah.
You're preaching to the choir here. But I just remembered the question.
Yeah.
You're talking about Sariputta Prabhu used to discuss this in his writings. More than three dimensions, higher dimensions. Can you give us any kind of clue? Sometimes they say, okay, the fourth dimension we call time.
Yeah.
But then, but there's more dimensions besides those four.
Yeah, they were speaking
kind of a hint
about length, width, breadth. These are different dimensions. Length, width, breadth, and then they're saying time. These are, but you can use dimension in a different connotation, really, where it means more things. Like for example, like I said, the soul can take bodies in different dimension. It means different state of being. You know, I mean, dimension can be used in so many different ways, and so it doesn't have to be length, width, breadth, time, and so forth like that, you know, but you can say different state of existence. You know, dimension can be attributed to that, really. And so so, for example, in the subtle realm, I mean, we're in the physical realm, but in the subtle realm, there is so many things that are going on, really. You know, microwave and radio waves and all these things. They're happening, they're taking place there, but we cannot see them. You see, we cannot. So that is a subtle dimension, you see? And in the subtle dimension, there can be so much variation. So many variations, really. And a good example is like all these demigods. The demigods can be here right now, and we can't see them because our vision is just limited. You know, our vision is limited to physical things. See? Physical things. Beyond that, we cannot see anything spiritual. We cannot see anything subtle. We cannot, you see? So like that. If you go into metaphysics, there are better terminology, you know, than what I'm saying here.
Like,
yes, Prabhu?
Frog in the well.
Yeah. What this Prabhu has a question here. And then this Prabhu. Okay. And then Akshay and, yeah, Prabhu.
It's okay. Okay. Yeah, thanks for a nice class. But I was thinking about gratefulness, how important it is. Of course, in the purport, it's saying if you're not grateful, then you're like a thief. And Srila Prabhupada really made that point at one lecture that he gave at New Vrindavan, saying how, you know, you have to be grateful. If you're not, like it says here, you're a thief. He said, you know, even the farmers, where do they get the land from? You know, you can't farm in the sky, you know.
Definitely.
So this is all coming, you know, from Krishna.
Definitely, it's all Krishna's energy, yeah.
Yeah, and we have to be grateful for it. But it's interesting that when Nanda Maharaj was starting to perform the Indra Jagya, Krishna asked him what he's doing, and he started to saying how you have to be grateful, you know, because we're getting rain and it's so important to us. But Krishna wanted to show exclusive devotion to him is really the goal of life and not, you know, for the demigod. So he stopped it, of course, to curb Indra's pride.
Definitely.
But it's interesting how he was, Nanda Maharaj was just talking about being grateful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's essential, important. And so, like I said earlier too, we're grateful to the demigods, but we don't have to worship them exclusively, you know? Yeah. Yes, Prabhu? Well, And then Akshay.
Yeah, Prabhu. Do we have to necessarily, like, challenge the scientists? Or can we just, like, challenge, like, the victims of the scientists? Because the scientists are paid to be stubborn. They're paid to defend themselves, and they're paid a lot, so they're going to defend themselves to the grave. So I think that, I mean, what's your opinion?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get the point clearly. Can anybody?
If I'm challenging the scientists directly, I mean, their whole life, they've basically sold themselves
to
this philosophy.
I see a point. Yeah, yeah. They are highly qualified in their. Their science, so to speak, whatever field they are in, really. And for us, really, like laymen, really, you know, we really have to know some science to really conquer them or whatever.
There's a
of course, that's true.
Yeah, even the impersonalist preachers.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
an example of an impersonalist preacher who was preaching really strongly, but in secret he was worshiping Radha and Krishna because he just couldn't help himself.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah.
like on the, he was.
But anyhow, a quick point about the science. What, I mean, generally, lots of science are right. I mean, and we're not against scientists on the whole. It's just the theories, the origin theories, we are against. Because the origin theories, right? We know everything is coming from Krishna and we know how things originate, really. But they're trying to show that things came through chance. You see? So that's what we're opposed to, really. Not, you know, I mean, all the scientific accomplishment, and so we're not against those things, really. It's just the origin theories, just that. Yes, Akshay Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is able to see Narad Muni at various instances. So, how is that?
Yeah. Well, sometimes. Well, I mean, some. There are some people that are empowered, and it's possible. There are also some kids, you hear they say they're born with kaal, right? It means that they can see subtle things, subtle beings. My sister said when she was small, she was able to do that. She was able to see like ghosts and stuff. But when they get older, they lost that ability, you see? But great personalities like Srila Prabhupada, why not? If he said he can see Narad, you know, we accept that. That's okay. You know, for us, you know, our vision are more limited. Yeah. Anything else? Oh, bear up with me. Oh, there's a Mataji over there.
I just wanted to contribute Bhagavad Gita reference to gratefulness. In the third chapter, istanbogan hivo deva dashanti jagya bhavita tayer datana pradaya yo bunte stena eva sha. That the demigods provide all necessities to man, but one who enjoys these facilities and without offering to the demigods in return is stena. He's not only ungrateful, but he's a thief.
He's a thief, that's
and
right.
No good will
that's
come
right.
of that. Of that's course, right. We cover the base of the demigods by...
That's
by,
right. And that's how Nivritti and Pravritti Mark came about, because Lord Vishnu established that you could offer something to the demigods, but the first worship should go to him always, to Krishna always. Yeah, thank you. Yes, Mataji.
Sorry about this, but You mentioned that our community is about 3,000 people, and that is such a big exaggeration. I just have to say something. So based on the last temple directory, which came out a year ago, I estimate there's between 1,500 and maybe 1,700.
Oh, 1,700 we have in the community?
Yeah.
Oh,
men, women,
still,
and children.
That's a lot.
It
if
is a
we
lot.
Got 1,700 in this community, and we get half of them attending Mangalartik, we'd be good, really. But, you know, that's not happening, really, you know. I mean, the point is, whatever figure it is, really, you know, if it's exaggerated or whatever, really. But the idea is we should try to follow Srila Prabhupada's program. Okay, thank you guys so much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Sridhadi, we can take you later on, is that?
I was wondering if we can be grateful to the scientists for facilitating the internet.
Of course, sure, so sure, we have to.
So we can
to,
preach
man.
To those dang atheists.
Definitely, definitely. We, not,
we
like
know,
I said,
we would know who they are if they were not.
Like I said, we're only mostly concerned with those that are promoting atheism and these origin theories. Those, not anything else. We're grateful to the scientists also. Haribol. Okay.